Mark chapter 3. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forward. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he looked round about them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, Stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went out, and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea. And a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from beyond Jordan, and from about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude. And when they had heard what great things he did, they came unto him. And he spoke to his disciples, that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues and unclean spirits, and when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, You are the Son of God. And he straitly charged them that they should not make him known. And he went up into a mountain and called unto him whom he would, and they came to him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach, and to have the power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out demons. And Simon he surnamed Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him, and they went into a house. And the multitude came together again, so much that they did not even have time to eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, He's beside himself. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, He has Beelzebub. By the prince of devils cast he out demons. And he called them unto him, and said unto them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. Truly I say unto you, all sins shall be given unto the sons of men, and blasphemies, whereinsoever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Spirit has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because, they said, he has an unclean spirit. Then came his brothers and his mother, and standing outside, sent into him, calling for him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, Look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking thee. And he said unto them, saying, Who is my mother or my brothers? And he looked around on them as they sat about him and said, Look, my mother and my brothers, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother.